A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. We scurried down the hills toward Bethlehem, tripping over our friggin' sandals, our ears tingling with the angelic melodies, and with some really incredible good news. I mean, it seemed almost too good to be true. And then, what seemed almost too good to be true suddenly got even better. We stumbled into the cave and almost tripped over the lady, her husband, and the baby. But what really shocked us, though, is that we were welcomed with open arms and great joy. Nobody welcomed shepherds in those days with anything but disdain and rejection, especially in that part of the country. I mean, just over the huge concrete wall is where the holy roller scribes and Pharisees hang out in Jerusalem. But the cave was totally different. We quickly shared the angelic news that we had heard beneath the brilliant stars on that incredible night. And I promise it wasn't a text message or music coming through any of one of our iPods. We actually heard the angels singing. I mean, we were so shocked that we tripped over a couple of sheep and almost caused a stampede. Yeah, we heard the angels say something about Bethlehem, and then it was like totally awesome. The angels like broke into this three-part harmony singing glory to God in the highest and a lot of other really cool things. It was like a concert. And not only that, it was like free. I mean, we'd never been invited to a free concert before. So after we found the cave, we decided to hang around for a couple of days, playing hide and go seek with the baby and eating some really incredibly delicious Christmas cookies that Joseph had baked. Just to be fair, though, I need to tell you that it was Mary's recipe. And you'll have to excuse me because I think that a few of these details I picked up later on in one of those apocryphal gospels. Or was it the cooking section in the local Jerusalem paper? Anyways, I don't remember anymore. But we decided we needed to get back to our sheep and our families, so we gave everybody hugs and kisses, and Joshua even gave a high five to the baby. Totally cool. We ran back to the hills, glorifying God for all that we had heard and seen. You know, it's interesting. At first, all we had to go on were the words of the angels, the good news that they were singing to us about. But after the Bethlehem thing, we knew that this wasn't just something to print in the local paper. I mean, not only had we heard the good news, we had also seen it. God's word, God's promise, was no longer just a promise. It had a human face. The promise had become flesh, and his name is Jesus. We touched him. I mean, Susan even tickled him and made him laugh once. For centuries, our ancestors longed to one day be able to see the face of God. Psalm 42, the psalm that we always sing when we take the sheep down to the river, says, "Like the deer that longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?" And in another psalm we say, "God, have pity on us and bless us. Let your face shine upon us." All those years, all those centuries, our people waited to see the face of the Word of God. And now our motley little group, us, grungy, dirty, suspicious shepherds, and we not only heard the good news sung by the angels, but we were the first ones to see his face, his little face filled with light. We saw the face of God's Word become flesh. In fact, The whole cave was filled with luminous faces. Mary's seemed the most beautiful of all. She also told us about hearing the song of the angel Gabriel and how she believed in that song and in the word and in the promise. And now the promise was shining forth from a tiny little human face. Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Prince of Peace. As we were leaving the cave, Joseph turned and spoke the ancient blessing to us. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. It happened. I'm here to tell you that it really happened. Wow. That was cool.